supply chain strategy development, and components. A documented long-term supply chain strategy is the foundation for supply chain design, including its processes, people capabilities, and ability to execute on its customers' value propositions. A supply chain strategy needs to address supply chain competency areas comprehensively. Strategic network design, demand management strategy, customer and supplier relationship management strategies, strategic sourcing and procurement strategy, global trade strategy, product and service portfolio management strategy, transformation, manufacturing or service provision strategy, inventory management strategy, demand fulfillment strategy, transportation, warehousing, and fill rate/product availability strategies, reverse supply chain strategy, sustainability or circular supply chain strategy, supply chain information systems and decision support systems strategy, supply chain performance management and improvement strategy. While organizations may have a supply chain strategy, not enough of them ensure that this strategy is documented and extends far enough into the future to be a strategic rather than a tactical or operational plan. Others lack a strategy and spend their time putting out fires, pursuing disconnected initiatives with little follow-through, or working at cross-purposes. Reasons commonly given for no strategy or only tactical plans are a lack of resources, the daunting nature of strategic planning when multiple supply chains are used, and a lack of people capabilities in the areas of setting a strategic vision, defining a plan and metrics, and leading improvements. Lack of cross-functional buy-in is also quite prevalent, which reveals the clear need for change management. Lack of resources can be particularly challenging for many supply chain transformations. Often the current supply chain workforce is overcommitted just to get their operational responsibilities done and has no time to allocate to transformation, even though leadership is asking for it. Transformation in these cases will require contracting with consultants and logistics providers, as well as additional hiring and/or finding ways to free up existing staff for long-term improvements. Getting any of this will be difficult. It will require both a strong business case with a positive ROI plus significant relationship development and one-on-one conversations. Supply chain strategy development process. A good supply chain strategy needs to indicate how to synthesize a network out of its independent parts, create synergy by leveraging leadership and interorganizational relationship management, and enable synchronization of supply and demand between each supply chain echelon. Supply chain strategy development can use the tools discussed for general strategy development, such as the Strategy Diamond or the McKinsey 7S framework, to ensure that the strategy considers how the desired capabilities will be implemented, including by addressing its human and cultural factors. Supply chain strategy needs to start with a consideration of the customer's current and future requirements, and this often requires getting outside of a supply chain manager's comfort zone, which often is more focused on suppliers and operations. The process of developing a supply chain strategy follows. There is overlap with the transformation process roadmap. Strategy development is an integral part of any supply chain transformation. Understand the as-is state and do a market scan of the supply chain environment and its supply chain customers and suppliers. For example, PESL, SWOT. Describe the to-be state for partners, competitive position, SWOT elements, etc. Concisely describe the supply chain's purpose, reason for existence, true north. Set supply chain goals to achieve over the strategy's duration as well as specific customer service objectives, reliability, responsiveness, agility, cost, profit, assets, etc. Specify the supply chain's strategic priorities as well as areas of parity. These priorities should be able to satisfy the goals and objectives previously set. Once a strategy is in draft form, validate it for strategic alignment. Validation may take the form of a business case that requires approval. Develop a strategy implementation plan, for example, the transformation process, including plans for sufficient internal and external resources. Develop supply chain strategy risk management and contingency plans. Revisit the strategy periodically and revise it as needed. Supply chain strategy maturity. An organization may want to get an idea of its supply chain strategy maturity level. A self-test is a good exploration session that leadership can employ. J. Paul Dittman presents a 12-question self-assessment in supply chain transformation that uses a scale of 1 not done to 10 world-class, but recommends scoring a maximum of 5 if what world-class is not understood. A score of 100 plus is considered excellent, while below 85 is insufficient. Here is a general characterization of self-assessments. You discover your customer's future needs and supply chain requirements. You assess the external environment, for example, PESL. You do a SWOT assessment using best-in-class for comparison. You analyze competitors' supply chains. You evaluate the future supply chain technology environment. You use risk management and have planned responses for high-priority risks. You assess global and country-specific supply chain requirements and issues. You revisit supply chain metrics and ensure that they are used to measure progress. Your supply chain strategy is based on the organizational strategic plan. It covers at least 3 years, and it has a portfolio of planned strategic initiatives. You prioritize initiatives and manage projects to be on time and on budget. You do a full strategy refresh at least every 3 years. You are meeting your best-in-class goals for costs, working capital, and product availability. Supply chain strategy components. A supply chain strategy needs to develop the following elements as part of an integrated whole rather than developing each in isolation. Supply chain customer service goals and competitive attributes. Set responsiveness, dependability, and agility goals based on the value proposition, S, of targeted customer segment, S, and other value propositions. If more than one supply chain will be needed, the value propositions and goals of each should be specified separately. Things that are the same for all channels are called out. Sales channels. Specify the ordering and distribution channels, including the optimal channel 1009, and how to prioritize demand in supply shortages. If changes to sales channels are needed, specify the details, such as whether the manufacturer or an established distributor will distribute to retailers, the level of information system integration that will be needed, who will pay for these investments, and if dedicated inventory will be held for the distributors so costs and assets can be properly planned. Value chain. Indicate which parties will be performing which supply chain functions and why. For example, better economies of scale. Specify what will be done internally. Two major categories are decision-making activities and execution activities. Many organizations retain the former and outsource the latter. Others outsource some production stages, but retain others. Be sure to specify who is responsible for which parts of the strategy. For example, if a consumer packaged goods, CPG, company outsources its last stage of production to contractors, the CPG will be responsible for raw material cost and quality, while the contractors will be responsible for lead time and finished goods quality. Operating model. Specify how orchestrate, plan, source, transform, order, fulfill, and return processes will be organized to meet customer service goals, cost objectives, and working capital needs. Simple supply chains will specify whether operations will be make to stock, assemble to order, make to order, or engineer to order. Complex supply chains with many product types will use multiple models, so the strategy may stay at a level higher than this. It will still need to ensure that individual models are appropriate and integrate well with planning, procurement, order management, and logistics at an optimum cost. Asset footprint. Indicate where supply chain assets will be located and the scope of each. This includes physical assets, human resources, information systems, and access to capital. Assets that will need to change should be called out. Asset distribution can follow one of these models. Global model. All production for a given product occurs in one place, such as for highly capital-intensive products with specialized production requirements that need carefully controlled production costs. Regional model. Production occurs in the same region as where sales occur, such as to meet regional requirements, or each region produces a different type of product to create economies of scale. If a global model cannot produce the needed lead time, a regional model might. Transportation costs may also play into total cost measurements to promote this over the global model. Country model. Production occurs in the same country as where sales will be. This is used for products that are cost prohibitive to transport far, very heavy, or things like newsprint, or is due to regulations favoring in-country production. A supply chain strategy and its components need to be stress tested. Check that supply chain power positions, supplier or customer relative bargaining power, are accounted for in supply chain objectives. Verify that the supply chain is as complex as it needs to be, but not more. It needs a process for managing risk. The level of resilience in the chain needs to be acceptable relative to the strategy and risk tolerance levels at an acceptable cost. This involves deciding whether to use redundant systems to achieve resilience at a high cost versus using visibility to get similar results at less cost. It requires the capability of moving resources quickly to where they are needed. Verify that any social responsibility commitments are in the strategy, such as a commitment to transparency. Finally, the supply chain strategy needs to be able to adapt to changing markets and conditions. Supply chain strategy for a transformation may need to go beyond just specifying how business processes and functions need to align. It should also consider necessary changes to organizational structures, jobs, skills, values, and beliefs. At this point, these can be high-level goals. During supply chain design, these areas will gain specificity. A supply chain strategy also needs to specify the key performance indicators, KPIs, it will use so that the right metrics promote using the right processes and work toward the right goals with the right accountability. New metrics help prevent reverting to old practices. It is best if defining a new set of metrics is one of the last steps in supply chain strategy development. Before setting metrics, the organization needs to decide what it wants to do in the future and what new capabilities will be needed. It is also vital that metrics be paired with an action plan. Any given metric will have one or more targets, for example, a minimum and a stretch goal, and these targets require an action plan that specifies projects or deliverables that will enable achieving the desired results. One cannot just hope for people or business partners to work harder. They need a plan to get there. Action plans are created for a specific individual or team and are developed only for the upcoming project phase. They require deadlines. Plans for later phases are listed in the transformation roadmap. Action plans can help get people and teams started rather than leaving them feeling overwhelmed.